Sam, you had an opportunity last week to host an event kind of looking at the Farm Bill in a number of different perspectives. Big crowd on hand. What do you think they took away from the evening?
I believe that they learned that evening that the Farm Bill is very complicated, that they got some really good information from our panelists, but they're going to have to continue to research and stay tuned for the rules that are written out of USDA. Probably the most interesting one that raised some concerns from the farmers that were in attendance is that decisions will have to be signed off on by both the landowner and the farmer. They'll have to agree to the route or avenue choices they make. So that has some concern.
Sam, were you surprised at all by the turnout to the meeting that you put on?
Yes, it seems like a lot of the times, unless we feed a meal, we don't get a big crowd. But we had 466 people there, and we did have some cookies and punch and water. But I think the panel that we had, and having John Kappas and Art Barnaby and Adam Sharp, drew the crowd, and I would have never dreamed that we would fill the cafetorium and be struggling to find chairs to find a spot for everyone. And then they stayed. You know, the meeting lasted 2.5 hours, and people were there right up until, well, they were there an hour later. We turned the lights off to encourage some people to go home.
So, Sam, what kind of follow-up will there be now?
We've already got a dairy meeting planned in September. Once the details are out on the dairy bill, we'll have a dairy meeting, and I'm assuming that once we get more details, we'll try to hold some more meetings for the farmers out of Dark County, out of Western Ohio, to give them more details. Of course, we're working very closely with FSA offices here in the area. Farm Credit was a big part of helping us put the event on and get our speakers here. So working in collaboration with all the ag agencies and people in the county to make sure that we continue to get as much information to the farmers as possible.